Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
On my last program, I began giving you some towing tips to ensure your safety and enjoyment while pulling your boat down the highway this year. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. Today I'll continue telling you some things that should assist you in your angling pursuits. But first, this message. You know, for over 30 years, I've traveled the world chasing trophy fish, but my favorite is Southern Fried U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish. Nothing reminds me of growing up like eating U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish. When you add some hush puppies and a little bit of coleslaw on the plate, brother, it just doesn't get any better. My mouth is starting to water right now just thinking about eating some U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish. Hey, if you're wondering what's for supper tonight, head on down to your favorite restaurant and say, bring me some good old U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish. Visit uscatfish.com for more information. On my last program, I began telling you some things to consider and look at before you start towing your boat or your camper down the highway this year. Things like be certain to have the correct size of trailer ball and hitch on your towing rig for the size of boat that you're pulling. Also, be certain to match the correct tow vehicle to your boat's size and weight, and how to load the weight of your boat properly to make certain that it doesn't wag like a dog's tail when you're towing down the road. Now, this brings me to my next point. First, never tow with people in your camper or your boat. It isn't legal in most states, and it certainly isn't safe. Secondly, make sure that your trailer lights are working properly. You can get a real short boat if a tractor trailer rig rear ends you before sunrise. Let a professional do the original car to trailer hookup, and that goes double if you've got a big boat or a trailer with electric brakes. And lastly, pre-flight your rig. That's what airline pilots do, and for the same reason. There's a lot at stake. Make it a habit to do a walk around. Check safety chains, wiring harnesses, and the weight distribution inside your rig. And be sure to check the engine compartment of your towing vehicle as well. You know, oil, hoses, belts, and transmission fluid. The day you don't do this is the day that some mechanic on the interstate starts grinning at your expense. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after these messages, so don't go away. I hope that some of the towing tips that I've given you over the last couple of days help, but if you'd like more information on towing boats and campers properly, check with your local marine dealer or travel trailer specialist. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
By UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
FireAid,
don't fight fires, extinguish them.
And by U.S. Farm-Raised Catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.